For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you once again for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. And I hope you're going to the website, www.annadonahueministries.com, and registering to partake of our The Book of James class. I'll be teaching The Book of James in September, three Monday nights, September 10th, September 17th, September 24th, from 7 p.m. to 8:30, right here in Metairie. We're using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church on Camphor. And it's a wonderful location. We can get about 100 people in there. And we would love you to come. But you do need to register because I provide you with notes. You have a great cup of coffee when you come in. And we do ask a $2 donation to help us pay for the room. And then, of course, I take an offering for the ministry. But registration is free, and I need your name. People are already registering. If you're interested in learning the book of James, goodness gracious, we'll be covering trials and temptations. James was taking over a church in Ephesus. He's the half-brother of Jesus, and he was getting ready to handle this church. And he, man, talk about facing trials and temptations, but he tells us, teaches us how to go through them. I want to teach you. Then he'll talk about the tongue. He talks about our words and the power of our words. He'll talk about relationships, conflicts in relationships, how to resolve relationships. It's very strong. I'll talk about money. I'll talk about the orphans and the widows and true religion. And we'll talk about faith. It is such a powerful book, The Book of James. So I hope you will join me. It's three Monday nights, men and women. You can go to the website, annadonahueministries.com. Look at some photos from the last time we met there. And it's free. Registration is free. We fit about 100 people in there, and we have a blast. All denominations, anyone who loves Christ, just come. But we're talking about prayer for really the next 2 weeks and hindrances to answered prayer. We gave this great scripture out of James 5:16 that the prayers of righteous people, those who know God, not those who do everything perfectly, righteous, those who know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, those prayers are powerful and effective. They're going to produce something when they're prayed. Why? They're originating from heaven. They're originating from God Himself. You get a stirring. This is what God does. He stirs us. Brothers and sisters, many times we don't even know how to pray as we ought, the Bible says. So we say, Lord, please help me in this. I don't even know what to pray. He says, I do. So He stirs us. The Holy Spirit lives within us. God the Father, Jesus is at the right hand. He stirs the Spirit of God in us and says, pray this, pray this way. And then we begin to pray. That prayer is powerful and effective. Well, now to shift to some of the hindrances to answered prayer. If you need any of these again, I have them on my website. You can download these for free. But number one, a hindrance to answered prayer, prayerlessness. Prayerlessness. I know that might sound funny, like, duh. Well, but you know what's funny? You've got to pray in order for God to hear you. Sometimes I think we get saved and we think God's just going to, you know, come through and we don't have to lift a finger or do anything, but we are to pray. God set up prayer. Pray ye this way, He said in the Lord's Prayer. Prayerlessness in the Christian life says that you believe in God, but you know what? You can kind of get along without Him. You're doing all right. I'm good. No. You need to pray. You need to go to God. You need to get His mind, His heart, His passion. You need to get Him in on the situation. Plus, prayer is just communication, isn't it? Prayer is breathing for the Christian. It's oxygen. But if you have prayerlessness, you've excluded God from working. When you don't pray, you have less faith. And if you notice, then your love life shifts as well. Oh, my time is already up. Keep joining me. I got to get through nine more hindrances to answered prayer. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit annadonahueministries.com.